From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting on a big election in Myanmar. Vote counting is underway following the nation's first free election in a quarter of a century. European Union election observer Alexander Graf Lambsdorff spoke to reporters as the election got underway.
So far what we are observing is a procedure that looks as if it is rather reliable. It is not free of flaws or shortcomings, but we didn't expect that.
The outcome of the election is not expected to be known for several days. Europeans are leaving the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh by the thousands. The exodus follows the recent airline crash that killed hundreds of Russian tourists. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond said by the end of Sunday he expected 5,000 British citizens to have left the Red Sea destination. Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered his government last week to facilitate the return of Russian travelers from Egypt. Gunmen stormed into a bar in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, late Saturday and killed at least 9 people. Witnesses said the attackers ordered people sitting outside to come inside, where they were then fired on. Witnesses told the French news agency the gunmen wore police uniforms. Authorities say a Palestinian rammed his car into a group of Israelis in the West Bank Sunday, injuring at least 3 people, before Israeli police opened fire and killed the assailant. The incident is the latest in the wave of violence to hit Israel and the Palestinian territories since the start of October. Rumors that Israel plans to take over an East Jerusalem religious site revered by Muslims and Jews has been at the center of the violence. Israel has consistently denied those rumors. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is on his way to Washington for talks with U.S. President Barack Obama. Robert Berger reports.
Netanyahu says his meeting with the U.S. leader will focus on strengthening the security of Israel in the wake of the nuclear deal between the world powers and Iran. Netanyahu told his cabinet the United States has always been committed to preserving Israel's qualitative edge amid the changing balance of power in the Middle East. This is the first meeting between the two leaders since the controversial nuclear agreement was signed in July. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
Pope Francis says the leaking of sensitive Vatican documents is a crime and a deplorable act, but he says the leaks will not stop him from moving forward with church reforms. 2 people, a high-ranking Holy See official and an Italian woman who is a public relations expert, were arrested last week on suspicion of leaking church documents. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has conceded defeat, suffering a major political setback Sunday when his party was trounced in parliamentary elections in one of India's biggest states. In still incomplete unofficial returns aired by a local television channel, voting in Bihar State shows Mr. Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, leading in the contests of only 61 seats in Bihar's 243-seat assembly, while a coalition of rival parties was leading in the races of 176 seats. Croatian voters went to the polls Sunday to elect a new parliament. The nation's opposition, Croatian Democratic Union, narrowly leads the ruling Social Democratic Party in preliminary results. Both blocs apparently have failed to win an outright majority and will have to try to form a government in coalition with one or more several small parties that have entered parliament. Campaigning for Uganda's presidential election officially begins Monday. Candidates include incumbent President Yoweri Museveni, former Prime Minister Amama M. Mbabazi, and main opposition leader Kizza Besigye. The presidential campaign is due to end February the 16th. A Russian media magnate and former aide to Kremlin leader Vladimir Putin has been found dead in a hotel room in Washington. American and Russian authorities are trying to determine the cause of death for 57-year-old Mikhail Lesin. He was a former Russian cabinet minister and a founder of the international media company RT, originally known as Russia Today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.